Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back, and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we usually start out by introducing ourselves. But I cannot get a computer to bring me my studio board up, so I cannot open DC Love's line. So I guess that I will have to introduce myself first. Sorry, DC, I'm really trying. Okay, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a spiritual healer, a conscious channel, a speaker, and an author. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love, which you will learn about in a minute, and myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information posted there that I've learned over the years. And you may just find what you are looking for as well. Okay. I'm almost there. I truly believe this. And I don't know if this is, Mercury in retrograde or what it is, but and here's the, okay. I'm still waiting. It's like everything's frozen, and I don't know why it's frozen. But it's going to work, and I know it's going to work, because everything works. But everything is absolutely fine. You know, that's one of the interesting things that I'm learning in my life is how to accept what is instead of fighting against what is. And it's made a huge difference. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to start to deprogram your mind group calls, because letting go of all of those old beliefs that we've been carrying around, lugging around for years and years and years, really does bring us a sense of freedom. And it's not that we're taking things out and replacing them with other thoughts. We're actually just clearing things out, letting go. And then if there's some other belief you want to put in there, then you have the freedom to do that. But it's about, it's like when you declutter your closet or your house, it's a matter of letting go of what you don't use anymore, what you don't need anymore. And if you want to replace it, you can, but you don't have to. If you want to just have that open space, then you can just have that open space. And apparently I'm having lots of open space on the computer. It tells me that it's trying to open what I asked it to open, but it's not actually opening it yet. So I keep refreshing, and it doesn't want to refresh. You see the little line dancing across the screen, showing that it's doing what I want it to do, but it reaches a certain point and it just stops. And so I'm going to let the angels and Jesus and all of the divine beings who want to be a part of this show make these computers work so that we can actually have the show. So now they've gotten their assignment. And we'll see how it goes. Wait, I have one coming up. And there it is. Yay. Okay, now you can learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good
yep,
morning.
This is the magical DC love. I'm so blessed that I'm able to connect today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, as well as being a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not so divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And it really is a divine connection that I have with Joan. She's left the door open. Others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most fascinating and ironic mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, as well as being the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC, and everyone's already heard about me, so let's get to our messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
My computer's acting up, Barbara. Wait a second. Crazy. Okay, computer, let's stop. Okay, I was guided to read this really cute little prayer, and it's a prayer for stress-free holidays, and it was written by Kathleen O'Connor. Beloved angels, the holidays have arrived once more with menus and planning and shopping in store. The social world one begins, and my calendar fills, and I can't find a minute just to sit still. There are cards to write and presents to buy, phone calls to make and gift wrap bows to tie. There are lists from the kids of must-haves galore, and no elves in sight to lessen the chore. The weight of expectations begins to take its toll. Will the roast be flavorful? Will I have enough rolls? Should I sit Cousin Bill next to Ted's new wife? Or will old family tensions erupt in strife? It's just too much. I feel I can't cope. So you have to help me, or there is no hope. I feel overwhelmed and less than enthused. Even the batteries have been overused. Please step in and take me in hand and remind me this whirlwind was never the plan. Help me to see that what matters most are the hugs and the love and keeping us close. Send us your light, your grace, and your love with soft, gentle whispers of calm from above, and remove all our stress as the holidays near and replace it with only angelic good cheer. So that was the cute little the prayer that I was guided to read today to everyone, Barbara.
Wonderful.
And at this time, I have a message from Jesus. Good morning, beloveds. I want to take this time to connect with you. I'm glad that your connection is working and you and Barbara can connect with others and help them. Now, all of you listening, is there anything you'd like to discuss with me? Because you never need an appointment. And I'd like you to consider me as a dear friend. And I only have your best interest in mind. The first thing that I'd like to ask you is to be still. And in the silence, you will hear me speak. Go within, beloved, reaching the depths of your soul. Take a few deep breaths and feel the love within your heart. Breathe out all that is not love and know that I am here with you. We are one. There is no separation. Connect with your love and light. You are illuminating the world around you with your divine spark within. Beloveds, you are a soul having a human experience. Raise your vibration and connect with source energy. Envision the life you are longing for. Every word, thought, or action helps you to create your future. Use your imagination and create the best life possible. You become what you believe. Dream big. You have within you all the tools that are needed. Connect with the magic and don't let anything hold you back. Expect only the very best. You have the ability to manifest miracles. The universe believes in you. Your request is never denied. The universe always says yes. You are here to enjoy your life and to live a life you love. It's never too late to start over. You can change your direction whenever you choose. Life is a never-ending process. Write your story the way you envision it. And, Barbara, that's what I have for today. We have little Jackson today. The kids had a morning delay with school, so there might be some noise in the background.
Yes, I can hear him.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Okay. Let me see what Jesus wants to say today. Here we go. My beloved ones, there is so much more to life. There really is. It's not just a matter of whether or not your computer is working, whether or not Mercury is in retrograde. We know that these little bumps in the road can be frustrating, but we also know that you are capable of handling it. You're never given more than you can handle. And we know that there are times in each of your lives when you are thinking that that is not true. What I've been given is so much more than what I can handle. But the truth is, you can handle it. You can handle it. Handle it. Now, we say this to you many times so that you can hear it. And you can know that it is true. You can feel the truth. This is your life, and it's filled with beautiful, beautiful choices that you get to experience. And we know that if you allow yourself to check in with your own heart, not come from your mind, is a wonderful place, but it's often taking you away from what it is you truly want in your life. So check in with your heart. See what speaks to you. Learn what is actually important to you. It's not about doing one particular thing or being one particular way. It's about living and learning and being open to that entire experience, accepting what is. Even if you don't like it, you can still accept it. And accepting it does not mean that you are agreeing with it. It simply means that you are not fighting it. Because if you are fighting it, you are feeding it your energy. And we don't want you to do that, especially if it's something that you do not want. If you accept it, you can move on. If you accept it, you can move forward with your own life. Accepting doesn't tie you to it. It releases you from it. It gives your power back to you. So when there is a situation in your life that you find frustrating or unacceptable, we ask you to accept it and then move beyond it. That is often the key. The key to creating what you truly desire. It starts with the acceptance. And then you have the freedom to move. We love you very, very much. And we are here for you. Truly are. Call on us anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter. We are always here for you. Accept us and love yourself. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Thank you, Barbara. That was really awesome.
Yes, it was. Okay. And now, okay, if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 to raise your hand so that that lovely symbol appears on my switchboard or studio board or whatever name you want to call it, so that we know that you have a question and we can answer it. Otherwise, you just get to listen to the show and we leave you alone. And I'm just now posting the information, letting people know that the show is on. So everything is interesting today. Yes, I like the word interesting.
And I'm multitasking here. I just made Jackson a waffle.
Well, then we're both multitasking.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get this one computer to work. Okay, so we do not have, well, we do have a question. Okay, I was going to say we don't, but we do, and this is from another country. It starts with 91989. Okay. Let's see if it'll let you on. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hello? This is Anshul.
Hi, Anshul. How are you?
This is Anshul.
Yes. How are you?
I am good. How are you? I am good.
I'm good. So what can we do for you today?
I would like to get a general guidance today. I am feeling a bit kind of frustrated, as you were mentioning in the last call. So I would like to get a general guidance.
Okay. All right. DC, do you have anything for Anshul about frustration? Or?
Okay, Anshul, this is DC. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. I'd like to start off by letting you know that you have Archangel Metatron with you right now. And he is asking you to connect with the sacred geometry of the universe. And just tune into the higher knowledge that you're bringing forward. You're asked to sit quietly and just allow this to happen. It could come about as a download of information. There could be a lot of codes. And I just feel like, you know, these codes are going to be so powerful. They're going to light up your soul. And you're sort of going to be like a transmitter. And, Anjul, you're going to broadcast this beautiful, sacred knowledge. And you may not even be aware of it. This is very powerful. I don't know if you've been realizing it, but you've been traveling during your dream state, okay? And this may also, you know, be in regard to this information. And I'm getting, you know, your prayers, your expectations, and all of that, you know, everything is coming to fruition. Expect miracles. Okay, something's coming about your way that's going to be totally, like, unbelievable. And, you know, just keep thinking, you know, the universe, and watch for those doors that are opening for you, okay, and enjoy this time in your life. It may almost feel like, my gosh, what's happening? It's not real, but it is real, and I don't know if you sort of see, like, these beautiful colors out of the corner of your eye. This is a time, Anjul, for a new life for you. Trust, and it's going to happen for you. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time, okay? And I'm also getting... Atlantis. You have a connection with Atlantis, is what I'm getting. And you had a very powerful mission during that time, and you're going to reconnect, you know, with that energy. And just, you know, be open to all the information that's coming your way. They're showing me your third eye, and I feel like your third eye is opening now fully. And just be prepared to stand in your power, because in Atlantis you were truly a master, okay? And I'm getting, you know, that the angels are with you. You know, you have a divine team with you, and they're helping you to empower and strengthen yourself. And you're visualizing what you want to create, Anjul, and you're going to help to manifest a new world for others as well, okay? Ask the angels to connect with you. Hold the vision that you've dreamed of. And just breathe it into life, okay? And just make sure that you're only thinking about what you're wanting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, make sure that you rest as well, that you really need time, you know, for relaxation so that you can create and manifest what you're wanting. And during the times that you are, you know, sleeping or you're just, you know, at peace, maybe meditating, you're sort of planting these beautiful spiritual seeds of growth, okay? Meditate and let them, you know, let them grow. And as they grow, they're taking root and your vision is coming to fruition, okay? If you wake up and you're tired, it's because you have been working during your sleep state. You may be aware of it or you may not, Anjul. But if you wake up tired, please ask the angels to make sure you get at least, you know, 8 hours of good restful sleep, okay? And just expect, you know, everything to be new for you. And Anjul, this is your time. You are like that caterpillar that is turning into the beautiful butterfly. Get ready to spread those wings. And that's what I have for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to you right now. Just have to get out of my own head. Here we go. Beloved one, you know that you are on this journey to share the information that you receive, to share what is flowing to you. You have worked on your connection, and your connection is more and more open every day. Do not doubt your own ability. You are here to share. Start expressing what you are receiving. Start writing it so that other people can read it. If you want to post it on some site, then do that. Start opening up to the truth that is flowing to you. It is not just for your benefit, it is for the benefit of the world. So please, share it. And we know that there are some people in your life who will say, oh, why are you doing this? This is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. But you are not living your life for them. You are here for you, for what you consider to be important, for what your heart is saying is your purpose in this life. Live your purpose. Live it fully and completely and without fear, because it is who you are. It is who you have come here to be. Do not turn your back on yourself. Share the information you receive. Share the love that is within you. It is your way of making this a better world. And we are here to assist you. You know this. And we help you in every way that we possibly can. So stand in your power, in your courage, and share. It is who you are. Live your life as you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thanks, Barbara.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I will go ahead and mute you. Okay. All right, DC. That was our only caller today.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know if that's because of the computer stuff or what it is.
Well, you know what? Everything is the way it is, Barbara, and that's what I'm going with, you know?
I can go
with
that,
saying, don't worry, be happy. Just go with the flow, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go with the flow. You know, every day is a little bit different, and I'm just accepting it as it is today. And to me, it just means that, you know, we've done our job a little bit faster than normal.
Yes, we have. We have done what we came to do.
Yes, it's interesting, Barbara.
We conquered.
You see, you need some extra time because it's time to really get things done. And you yourself have a lot of creative projects going on, she's saying. And she's saying you need the time to make projects become your priority. So that's why Jesus gave us a little bit more time today. Okay? And it's divine timing, and we've got to take divine action. That's what Ginger's saying.
I suppose that that is true. Okay, well, before we sign off, we do have a caller that does not have their hand up. Caller, if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 to raise that symbol on my board, and we will answer your question before we end the show. Okay, we have a caller from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hi there. This is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Hi, I'm just calling in because I remember the blessing that I received from you both just last month, and I wanted to just check in.
Oh, awesome. That's always nice. We're always happy to connect with you.
Thank you.
As I say that, I hear your Irish grandmother. She's chiming in. And she's singing, "You Are My Sunshine." I don't know. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and what I'm getting is, you know, you are like, your whole aura is like a beautiful sunshine, Leanne. Okay, and you're receiving information at a very profound level. Okay, you're connecting with others. I'm seeing like more and more. And I'm getting, you know, you're touching people and you're giving them hope. Okay?
Okay.
So you are here to help others. And I'm getting as well that you're learning to manifest the life that you desire, Leanne. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. Stay inspired. Let your dreams unfold. And, you know, just make sure that you're very clear. It's not that I hope or maybe. You know, you've got to be really specific about your desires.
Okay.
And you've got to match the frequency of already having it before you can experience, okay? So in other words, if you're, this book I wrote is magnificent, you know. Whatever it is, feel it as if it's already here. That's the key, okay? And
okay.
Just feel so satisfied in knowing how magnificent it turned out for you.
Okay.
And you have guides and guardians and angels with you, and they're going to help you to really claim this experience. Okay? And you've got to believe in your heart, and I'm getting that you are going to manifest it in your reality. And just stay fully present in the moment, in the here and the now, and, you know, stay focused. I'm getting, like, write a new story, Leanne. If there's anything old that you've been holding on to, let it go.
Okay?
And just stay in the here, stay in the now, and find the blessings in the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you truly will find the fulfillment that you're looking for. Is what the angels are showing me. Okay, what else are they showing me? They have. Oh, it's a pleasure to connect with you. I'm just trying to see what they're showing me here. They go in all different directions. Okay, let me. At times I don't know where they're dragging me. Ginger, she's there with them, and she's going, "No, go over here instead." Okay. Okay. So what I'm getting, Leanne, you have a beautiful goddess coming forward, and her name is Bast, B-A-S-T. And she's talking about, you know, your independence. And this is really going to be, you know, the basis of your strength and your success. Because you are, like, so independent is what I'm getting, okay? But you know, make sure that, I know that you know, you've been working on different things. Make sure that you give yourself some time to play as well, Leanne, okay?
Okay.
It's very important to, you know, to really make some time to just play as well. Is what this beautiful God is telling me to tell you. We have Archangel Michael. He's coming forward. I have to see. He has something for you as well. Okay. Leanne, are you interested in, like, energy healing?
I mean, it's kind of how I tap in.
Yeah, because that's what I'm getting. Like, that's the work that you should be doing, and it's going to be a blessing for you as well as those around you. Okay, and you can connect with Archangel Michael. And I don't know if you have like a specific modality, but he'll help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting like, you don't have to worry about, you know, like taking a class or anything like that. You already have,
mm-hmm.
you know, you already have that beautiful energy and you're able to do this right now. And all you have to do is set that in and then the energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're such a blessing to others, Leanne, with your gift. So Archangel
Thank
Michael
you.
Is asked to use it, you know, to, he said, to heal yourself and to heal others. Okay. What else is he showing me? Hold on. Is there something else here? Okay. Getting as well. I don't know if this resonates with you, but I'm getting you have a connection with Pleiades. You were a Pleiadian.
Okay. New, that's new.
So, I mean, you're going to have to look that up, like look it up, but I'm getting you have a, like a really strong connection with Pleiades.
Okay.
Archangel Gabriel is with you, and he's helping you to really like ascend on your path. And you're ascending faster than what looks as is normal, Ian. Okay?
Okay.
And he's going to help you to have that clarity that you need, okay, to go forward. Okay? And I'm getting...
Okay.
You're going to be filled with such beautiful joy and happiness. And have you been like having any sensations in the third eye area? Because I'm getting that that's really opening up more and more, and it's like clearer than it was previously.
Okay.
The third eye. Okay.
I would
and
say
you're really
it's been stronger and stronger.
Yes, and you're opening up to that new, you know, understanding, and you know, you're ready for the enlightenment that's happening. So connect with your intuition and your spiritual knowledge, and you're going to see everything from a beautiful, you know, new perspective. Okay? And you have, you know, you have all the support that you need. You have the angels. You have your divine team with you. So you're fully supported as you go forward. And, Leanne, this, what I'm getting is like a canvas, and I'm showing that you can do whatever you want. You're free to do whatever you want. So really, you know, think about, you know, what it is that you're wanting to do. Okay, the angels are there. They're waiting for you to just, you know, think of what it is that you're wanting. And they're going to help to empower you to, you know, to make the changes that are needed, okay?
Okay.
And trust what you're feeling, because a lot of the times that's the way they, you know, connect with you, through your feelings.
Okay.
Have you been thinking about going back to school maybe a little bit?
And not traditional, but certain things, certain pieces of this to support
yes.
what I...
Okay.
It's been kind of dappling in my head.
You know what? Just
I would have
trust
to do
whatever
it online,
you're getting,
but I've been thinking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're getting the guidance that you need to go forward and make the changes that are going to help you with your life's purpose. Okay? And make sure that you you have a little bit of time where you just sit in, you know, quiet time and think about everything. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And trust
I have that regularly.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
My day. Because if I don't, it doesn't work for me. So that's been really
okay.
important.
Well, getting that, you know, I see you standing in front of an audience that you have, you know, the beautiful gift to be able to speak to others. And, you know, like maybe like in a public forum. I don't know if that resonates
mm-hmm.
with you. But I'm getting,
I've
you know.
I've been looking at doing my singing again, and the speaking would come through the writing and all of that together. So, yeah, this is what I got really clear on the other day that I that is. The package of what I
okay,
see
so you
that I'm here
are
to do.
Yes, you are receiving the signs that are needed. I don't know if you're seeing coins or other signs from heaven, but I'm getting
actually, one got given to me a week ago, and it got activated by someone very special, and then which was really powerful because I didn't even know what was put in my hand. And then the day before that, after a Reiki treatment, a coin was sitting right on a bench and I took a picture of it. And then the day after the other coin was given to me, there was a dime just there. And it sounds silly, but it doesn't when you're pointing it out because no one would know that.
No, you know what? You're like really aware. You're understanding all the signs that you're getting. That's awesome. And it's,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting your grandmother is just, you know, like some of the signs are from her and she's just saying, Leanne, I love you and I'm here for you.
Yep. I feel her all the time.
And she's, you know, like, at times you sort of compare yourself to others, and she doesn't want you to do that, Leanne, okay?
Okay.
Because you're magnificent.
Probably some of that past stuff.
Okay. And she's saying she's so proud of the changes that you've been making.
Yes.
You're doing a great job. She's saying that, like, there's an uncle that you have sort of like personality traits that are common to both of you. So I'm not sure who the uncle is. She's not giving me a name. But she's saying, Leanne, that you are, like, making a difference in so many other people's lives.
Oh, I know. I got the chills. Okay. I think I got it.
Okay.
Because there's a few, but it might be one that's passed. It might be her brother,
Yeah, I
Wayne.
Believe it.
Actually, he's still here. I just haven't seen him. Okay, I think it's Wayne.
Okay.
Because he has a really big personality, but he's so, really kind. And just a fun person that I remember when I was a little girl. So
her other brother passed,
Uncle Carl, so I don't know which one.
Okay, you know what? It's
Carl.
She's showing me a big C. It's Carl.
It's her brother. Oh, my God. He died of a horrible,
I'm getting a big C in the air, so she put it in the clouds.
It's Carl. Oh, my God. That's huge, because he was everything to her. Wow.
Yeah, that was. Yep, big C in the sky. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
She's talking about how psychic you are, you know, that you really got to, you know, you really got to start, like, really developing your abilities because you're amazing yourself. Now she's showing me a box, and there's, like, a lot of, like, pictures in the box, and she's saying, organize it. Don't leave it like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's showing me the box. She doesn't like it like that. Okay. What else is she showing me? But your aunt, I mean, your grandmother always comes in, and she's got that Irish accent, and I know when I hear Leanne, your grandmother's forward. It's so funny. Okay. She's saying at times you feel like you don't have enough support from others, but she's saying we're here for you. You have all the support you need, Leanne. Okay. And she's saying you've really been thinking about, like, you know, like, more deeper issues in regard to life, your spirituality. She's saying, you know, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, and she's saying, you know, that you are, you know, sort of like you said, I'm trying to think of the word she's saying. You're important to your family, and they're, you know, they're all looking to you. You're to continue to do the work that you're doing, and your family is so very happy that you're doing this. Okay, and do you have a lot of personality traits that your grandmother had? Because I feel like you guys had a lot of similar personality traits.
Yeah, you know, we never had an argument or any, we just somehow, we weren't the same, but we complimented, and I don't know how to explain it. There's just a very gentle knowing, so it just, I didn't question it.
And she's saying,
and I probably
see
it more now in a different way.
Because I decorate
the way she is. Yeah, I mean, even the way I live in the space I'm in, I start seeing that I do things that she did, and I didn't really realize that I picked up on so much of that or that it was in me that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
Oh, it's definitely.
Yeah,
showing me you during your sleep state. You're sleeping, but you're getting, like, these messages, and when you wake up, like, you know, like, about events that are going to happen. You see it in your dreams before it actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, yeah.
She's asking that you keep a dream journal, Leanne, and look at it, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, and she's sort of saying, like, you know, let go of, you know, of the reins. Let go of trying to always be in control. You've got to focus on what's important to you. And she's saying, you know, you don't have to worry about being in control. Just release it, and you're going to feel lighter, and you're going to be able to flow through things. Let the divine come in and handle things for you, okay?
Yes, 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 I'm happy to do that.
Let go and let God is what I'm getting, Leanne.
Yeah.
Is what she's showing me, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because she's saying something about a house. Okay, what is she saying? Was there something that happened at a house? I don't think it's your house, but I'm getting like a break-in or a theft or a burglary or something, because she's talking about a house. It's sort of connected with something like that.
Well, one did actually. We don't know how it happened here, but this is when we first came to this house, which she's connected to. all the jewelry that was of my ancestors, her, my dad, and my other grandmother was taken.
Wow. Okay.
But
well,
I didn't know we were broken into, but it was, yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking about that. This is funny. It came in my mind. This happened like 2 years, a little over 2 years ago. But it crossed my mind the day before yesterday,
oh.
Just kind of a flash.
Awesome. And that's just a validation. You know, that's just a validation.
Okay.
And she's letting you know that, look, you know, just be aware. There's going to be another woman that comes into your life to help you. And
okay.
I'm getting that she's not in the United States, and she may be from a different country. But of course,
okay.
We have the computer now. So, you know, there is no separation.
Right.
Okay, so she's
right,
going to come
right.
into your life, and she's going to help you in some way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's just... okay. What is she showing me? Okay. Leanne, she's saying, you know, when you were younger, you would be, like, envious of others. She's saying, but you can't believe how many people are so envious of you.
Wow.
She's saying you wouldn't believe it, okay?
Wow.
Okay, let's
okay.
see. And she's just saying, we're so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're our family's future. And she's throwing you a kiss, and she's stepping back on. And that's what I have for you.
Aww. Thank you very much. Wow.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's see if there's anything Jesus needs to add to that. It sounds like you had everything taken care of. Okay, here we go. My beloved one, you do have such support from your family, from those who've passed over. We want you to open your mind. Open your mind to the possibilities of your life. And when we are asking you to open your mind to the possibilities of life, we are not just talking about your gifts and your talents, which you are working at and which are getting stronger and bigger and going to be even more phenomenal than you know. We want you to also have your mind open to receiving what you are going to receive in return for what you give. We know that this is sometimes very difficult for people who are on a more spiritual path. They have these beliefs that what they are utilizing are gifts from God, and therefore they should not ever receive payment for them. And if you have any inkling of that belief, we want you to let it go. You see, everything is a gift from God. Everything that everyone does. And if it's okay for a lawyer to be paid, to be compensated for what they do, then it is definitely okay for you to be compensated for what you do. And we are not just talking about some small compensation. You have great gifts. You are going to make a huge difference in so many lives. People are going to want to compensate you with large amounts. And we want you to accept it and to say thank you and to realize that this is right. You are allowed to be prosperous and spiritual. So if any of those old beliefs are coming up, especially the one about rich people are not allowed in heaven, I want you to know that that's not true. There are lots and lots of rich people in heaven. You are loved for who you are. And you are not penalized because you are connected to the Creator. So do not penalize yourself. Be open to receiving. Open your heart to accepting. Allow yourself to receive
everything that is yours. We love you. We know that you are priceless. And we want you to accept that as well. You are loved. You are supported. You are guided. And you deserve it. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you. That was more than enough. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my last minute. I'm going to call because I just saw it. Everything in divine timing. Thank you both. I was I'm going to get in there. Thank you. Thank you
and
so
you
much. You both make me smile.
Oh, good. You make us smile, too.
Yes, and as Barbara was talking, I could hear your grandmother talking at the same time in the background. I can't, you know what, I can't carry on a conversation and listen to TV at the same time. So it was kind of hard, but I could hear her talking as Barbara was talking.
Wow.
And your grandmother's just saying, Leanne, fly high. Don't be afraid to fly.
Okay.
And she wants you to fly high, honey.
So here I go.
Yeah, here you go. And enjoy it. That's part of it, too.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, cool. I'm going to mute you so you can keep listening if you want to, and we appreciate
yes.
your call. And we can't wait to, you know, see how high you fly.
All right.
Don't be afraid to fly. Leanne, are you actually afraid to fly like in a plane? Because she's laughing. She's afraid to fly.
Oh, no, I just haven't been in one in a while, but I actually love flying. But it's been a while, so maybe because of the illness that came, she might be picking up
yes.
that, uh-oh, I haven't done it. Ah, okay, so that means maybe it's a sign I can do it soon, which would be great, because I really, that would help that. Wow, okay, thank you. Wow, nice little ending there. She added an extra. All right,
I can't,
so
I just, I want him to tell
them.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Okay, DC. Now I think we have accomplished what we were meant to accomplish today. Now I just have to figure out how to talk. Okay.
That was really an interesting call, Barbara. That was really, it was really funny. And I've connected with Leanne in the past, and her grandmother just like she kept talking and talking every time that I'd try to say something, the grandmother would talk, and then Leanne would talk, and I said, oh, my gosh, I can't understand the two of you, you know? And she'd wait for the exact moment when Leanne would say anything. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's so funny. And Ginger thinks, Barbara, slow down, you move too fast, you've got to make the morning last.
But I have a whole list of things that I have to get done before the afternoon so I can do a whole different list of stuff.
I know, but she's rushing around, and if you start, you know, looking at the list, then you're going to feel stressed, and she's saying it could lead to you being overwhelmed, and she's saying you're drinking a glass of water, and you're not even realizing it. Barbara, you're not drinking it. You're gulping the water. Slow down, she's saying. There's no need to rush.
Okay, I will go slowly.
Yes, stay present in the current moments, and, you know, she's saying enjoy life one breath at a time.
Okay, I can
That's
do that.
That's what she's asked. Okay. Well, she's giving you the paws up. She says, okay, Barbara. Auntie Barbara, okay.
Oh, well, thank you, Ginger, and thank you, DC.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. For another great show, we've had our fill of vitamin G. I feel amazing.
And I do, too. And I will take today step by step and not rush ahead, and everything will turn out perfect.
It will. It truly will.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we will be back on Thursday. Okay. There was
Have a great day.
Into my head.
Yes, you have a great day. And all right, I'm coming back to the moment.
We will talk to you all on Thursday. We hope that you have an absolutely beautiful day. And, of course, listen to your own hearts. Your hearts are talking to you. So learning to listen really makes a huge difference in your life. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.